Adonai, Adonai, we worship you. We worship you, O Son of God. Son of God, you are so good. You are so good, Almighty God. Oh, Alo, be thy name. Oluwa, your dominion is forevermore. Oh, Lord, my God, how excellent is your name. In all the earth, how excellent is your name, O Lord, my God, how excellent is your name, in all the earth, how excellent is your name, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, how excellent is your name, oh Lord, hallelujah, how excellent is your name, how excellent is your name, mighty God, how excellent is your name, oh Lord, that is why you are called Jehovah. Hallelujah, oh, that is why you are come. Jehovah, Nisi, what to say you will do. Hallelujah, that is what you have done. Jehovah, that is why you are come. Jehovah, that is why you are come. That is why you are come. Jehovah, hallelujah, oh, that is why you are come. Jehovah, what you say you will do, what you say you will do, that is what you have done. Jehovah, Baba, that is why you are come. Jehovah, oh yes, Ancient of Days, as wonderful as you are, as old as you are, hallelujah, you will never change. Oh Lord, Ancient of Days, as wonderful as you are, as glorious as you are, hallelujah, you will never change. Ancient of this, Ancient of them, as old as you are, as old as you are, hallelujah, you will never change. Never change, Ancient of Days, as wonderful as you are, as glorious as you are, hallelujah, you will never change. Oh, Ancient of Days, as wonderful as you are, as glorious as you are, hallelujah, you will never change, never change, Ancient of Days, as old as you are, as old as you are, hallelujah, you will never change. Oh yeah, yes, remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord, Baba. Remember me, O Lord. Today, Oluwa, remember me, O Lord. Oh, remember me, O Lord, mighty God. Remember me, O Lord. Today, oh yeah, remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord. Oh, remember me, O Lord. Today, oh, remember me, O Lord. Oh, remember me, O Lord, my mighty God. Remember me, O Lord, today. Oh, yeah, remember me, oh, remember me, O Lord. Tell God to remember you. Remember me, O Lord, mighty God. Remember me, O Lord. Tonight, hallelujah, remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord, mighty God. Remember me, O Lord. Today, I cannot do without you. Cannot do without you, Lord. I cannot do without you. Oh, Lord, I cannot do without you, Lord. I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you. Oh, Lord, forever. Oh, Lord, your word is settled in heaven. It is settled. It is settled forever. Hey, oh, Lord, your word is settled in heaven. It is settled. Sing it one more time. Forever. Oh, Lord, your word is settled. In heaven it is settled. Let's begin to bless the name of the Lord. Let's just thank him. Let's worship him as his holy name. Let's appreciate him for his good and his mercy enduring forever. There's no like unto him. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the one that cannot change, unchangeable changer. Let us thank you, let's appreciate him. He's the King of Kings. Then Lord of Lords, Father, we appreciate you. We honor you. We give you all the glory. We appreciate your majesty in our life. Thank you for being there for us at all times. Thank you for another wonderful week, the week of prayers. Father, we thank you, Lord, because we know for sure. He said we should ask, we shall receive. Thank you for the week that we're about to ask you, Lord. Father, we worship you, Lord. Father, we bless you, Lord. Father, we adore you, Lord. Be thou exalted. Father, we appreciate you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, we bless your holy name. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. In the name of Jesus, Father, we appreciate you for your love and care, for your mighty hand upon us, Lord. We worship you, give you the glory. Thank you for being there for us at all times. You are such a mighty God, the one that cannot change, unchangeable changer, the lily of valley, the bright morning star. Oluwa, we show us, we bless your majesty. Be thou exalted. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, oh Lord, my Father, in any way, I've sinned against you. Have mercy upon me now in the name of Jesus. Ask God to be merciful. Oluwa, shall know for me. Ask God to be merciful. In the name of Jesus, ask God to be merciful. Father, show your mercy. In the name of Jesus, Father, show your mercy. Father, show your mercy. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. Oh, wow. In any way, I've disappointed you, Lord. I've let you down, Lord. Have mercy upon me. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. In the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon us, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. In the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Have mercy, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, oh Lord, my Father, I thank you because you are the only perfect matchmaker in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. You are the only perfect matchmaker in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray in the name of Jesus. For pray in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you are the only perfect matchmaker in the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. In the name of Jesus. Pray in the name of Jesus. Ah, pray in the name of Jesus. Ah, you are the only perfect matchmaker. Father, Lord, we know you cannot make mistake. In the name of Jesus, you are the perfect matchmaker. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Ask God, oh Lord. Thank God for that. Thank God for that. Just thank God. I appreciate God for that. He's the only one that can match you perfectly. In the name of Jesus. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, oh Lord, my Father, whatever I've done in my life that has kept me in this position, Father, be merciful. Father, be merciful, Lord. Oluwa, show your mercy, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, show your mercy. Father, show your mercy. Father, show your mercy. Anything I've done in my life that has kept me in this kind of position, Father, be merciful, Lord. Oluwa, shalom for me. In the name of Jesus, Father, show your mercy, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, show me your mercy. 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 In the name of Jesus, Father, show me your mercy. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, show me your mercy. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, oh Lord, my Father, by the power in the blood of Jesus, arise and intervene in my case tonight. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray that prayer. Father, intervene in my case. In the mighty name of Jesus, tell God to intervene in your case. In the name of Jesus, Father, intervene in my case. Intervene in my case. In the name of Jesus, Lord, intervene in my case. Intervene in my case. Intervene in my case. Take God to intervene in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, do I intervene in my case? In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, intervene in my case. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, oh Lord, arise. In your power, let people know that I surely serve a living God. In the name of Jesus, Father, Lord, you are the perfect matchmaker. Let people know that I serve a living God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, let people know that, oh Lord, I'll serve a living God. In the name of Jesus, can God pray, Lord? Let people know, Lord, in the name of Jesus, let people know that I serve a living God. In Jesus' name, we pray. General, one of the general overseers, I can't remember the exact one, said one day, he said, if a man should make heaven, you should ask his wife if he will make it or not. That shows how important a woman is in a man's life. Imagine a man that is on his own. There are so many thoughts that will come into man's life. Also on the side of the woman too, there are so many thoughts. But if you marry the right person, even if you are going away, somebody will draw you back. Imagine, but if you are going away and the person still pushing you away, that means marriage is very crucial in the eyes of the Lord. That's why the Bible says, it is not good for a man to be alone. I will provide him an helpmate. Woman, you are an helpmate to somebody, but there are some forces of darkness that are blocking the person from locating you. Tonight, by the power in the name of Jesus, every force of darkness, every power of your father's sound that is chasing your divine spouse away, in the name that is above every other name, they shall be arrested tonight. In the name of Jesus, they shall be arrested tonight. In the name of Jesus, they shall be arrested tonight. In Jesus' name, we pray. Now shout this prayer upon loud and clear. Say, every satanic barrier keeping me and my spouse from locating each other, scatter! My father, every satanic barrier keeping me and my spouse from looking at each other, open your water, prepare. Help yourself in that prayer. In the name of Jesus, it's a time of prayer. Don't joke with the prayer at all. Any power that is keeping you and your spouse from looking at each other, oh yeah, scatter. Aha! Pray. Address that one once and for all. In the name of Jesus, open your water, pray. In the name of Jesus, every wicked power keeping your spouse from locating you. Oh yeah, da. In the name of Jesus, hope you are not prepared. In the name of Jesus, hope you are not prepared. Pray that prayer. That is it. That is it. In the name of Jesus, hope you are not prepared. Every satanic barrier keeping you and your spouse from locating each other, we scatter the barrier. In Jesus. Mighty them, we pray. You are going to pray this all out of here. Say, angel of the living God, arise in your power and go and release your spouse wherever he or she have been tied down. In the name of Jesus, wherever your spouse have been tied down, let the angel of the living God arise and release them. Arise, release, arise, release, arise. Let the God of Abraham send his angel to release them. Release your spouse, release your husband, release your wife from the kingdom of darkness. Open your mouth and pray. They shall be released. They shall be released. They shall be released. Masutana baba baba rekesete. Mazekete brosoto makatayama. Pray. Your spouse will be released in the name of Jesus. Your spouse will be released. He will be released. She will be released. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Anywhere they have been tied now. Open your mouth and pray. They will be released. They will be released. They will be released. In Jesus. Mighty them, we pray. Yeah. They sing a song. They say, pass me not, O gentle Savior. Yeah, my humble cry. Now I don't have a lot of rolling. Do not pass me by. Ah, there are so many powers. Your divine pattern must have passed you by. You are going to pray this one loud and clear. Lift up your voice with anger in your bones and shout this one loud and clear. Say, my Father, my Father, my Father. If I have walked past my divine spouse, by your mercy tonight, let us meet again in the name of Jesus. Pray. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. If you have walked past the person, you have just walked past the person, as if you are the ordinary person. Father, by your prayer, by your mercy tonight, Father, we shall meet again. Let us meet again. Open your mouth and pray. Help yourself in that prayer. Help yourself in that prayer. My sister, don't jump in that prayer. This is your prayer. In the name of Jesus, Father, open your prayer. Look at what's happening. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Pray that prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, they will shall be there. In the name of Jesus, you shall be there. In the name of Jesus, open your prayer. There shall be a divine meeting. There will be a divine meeting. In the mighty name of Jesus, there will be a divine meeting between you and your spouse. If you have walked past each other, Father, Lord, tonight, in the name of Jesus, create an opportunity for you to meet again. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I pray for somebody here in the name that is above every other name. In this year 2020, your wedding bell must ring. In the mighty name of Jesus. I say your wedding bell, it must just ring. It must ring. In the name of Jesus. You are going to pray this all out of there. Shout this one out of there. Say, inherited marital problems affecting my life. Scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Inherited marital problem affecting your life. Oh, yes, scatter them tonight. In the name of Jesus. My brother, pray. Pray that prayer. What your parents went through. What your sister, what your siblings, what they went through. You choose not to go through it. In the name of Jesus. You will not go through it. In the name of Jesus. They were delayed for years. You will not be delayed at all. Open your heart and pray. In the name of Jesus. What your people in the past went through. You will not go through it. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Help yourself with that prayer, present. In the name of Jesus. Inherited marital problems that has kept you on the same form. Father, you are brave. Scatter my fire. In the name of Jesus. Scatter my fire. In Jesus. Mighty name, we pray. Pray. Many of us, we get rushed into some things. See, I've been waiting for 5 years. Nothing is coming first. Well, let me manage what I say. I beg you in the name of, don't manage. Your name is no manager. Don't manage what you see. Praise the name of the Lord. What you need is the spirit of patience. Beloved, it is better for you to wait and locate the right person than to rush and locate the wrong person. It's better to wait to locate the right person than for you to rush and run meet the wrong person. It will be dangerous for you to have waited so long, and at the end of the day, you now engage yourself in somebody that will bring down the plan of God for your life. In the name that is above every other name, any wrong people coming your way, any wrong person coming towards your life, today in the name of Jesus, I disconnect you from them in the name of Jesus. I disconnect you from them in the name of Jesus. You are going to pray the next one. Say, oh Lord, my Father, let the spirit of patience fall upon me. Say, oh Lord, my Father, let the spirit of patience reign in my life. until I locate the right person. In the name of Jesus, open your heart and open the spirit of patience. Oh, you are Lord. Give me the spirit of patience. So, oh Lord, let it fall upon me. Let it rain upon me. In the name of Jesus, until I locate the right person. In the mighty name of Jesus. Pray. Help yourself in that prayer. Help yourself in that prayer. In the name of Jesus. Let the spirit of patience fall upon me now. Fall upon me now. Fall upon me now. Fall upon me. Fall upon me. Fall upon me. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say powers that has vowed that I will die as a single person. Say powers that has vowed that I will die as a single person. You are a liar. Die. Open your water. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Pray that prayer. Aha! Now you know why we need to pray. Pray that prayer seriously. In the name of Jesus. Father Lord, you must change my status. My status must be changed. From single to married. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. You in the name of Jesus. My sister, pray that prayer. Help yourself in that prayer. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Aha! Pray. In the name of Jesus. Pray. You will not die as a single person. God will connect you to your spouse. In the mighty name of Jesus. The person that will make your joy full will look at you this year. In the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Help yourself in that prayer. In the name of Jesus. Help yourself in that prayer. Don't joke with this prayer at all. Help yourself in that prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus. Anyone that the heaven has contained to make you get more beautiful. In the name of Jesus. They will look at you now. In the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' precious name, we are praying. Ha, I pray for somebody here. In the name that is above every other name, the vision of who you want God to make you to be, the power to get to that level where you wish that God should take you there, I pray God will take you there in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, every wrong relationship coming your way, I disconnect you from them in the name of Jesus. That person that will make your joy full for life, in the name that is above every other name, that person will locate you by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus. But there is a problem here. Psalm 11 verse 3, the Bible says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? We are going to pray. The righteous can pray. Shouts this one loud and clear. Ha! Say, you my foundation, fighting my marital blessings. Ha-ha. You are a liar. Die. Help yourself in a prayer. You my foundation, fighting my marital blessing. You are a liar. Die by fire. Pray. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Help yourself in that prayer. Help yourself in that prayer. In the name of Jesus, you my foundation, fighting my marital blessing. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Pray that prayer. You that foundation, fighting my marital blessing. You must die to that. My foundation, leave me alone. In the name of Jesus. Leave me alone. I reject you. In the name of Jesus. I fight you tonight by the power and the blood of Jesus. Open your water, pray. My foundation, fighting my marital blessing. Die tonight in the name of Jesus. Die tonight in the name of Jesus. Open your heart and prepare. You, my foundation, fighting my marital blessing. Die in Jesus' name. We are praying. In some families, they will truly get married, but from the day one that they enter the marriage, there's no enjoyment. You need to pray this foundation. In some families, their powers that are there. That, okay, you can get married, but for you to hear the cry of a baby in that family, it is a battle. In some families, they will pray like this. Sir, what is your foundation? You will go to your husband's house, but you will end up in your father's house. That is the foundation. You are going to pray that foundational prayer again. I beg you the name of Jesus. If there is a family, that all what they do is that no man will locate them at all. It's a family problem, a foundational problem. I know of a sister, about two or three sisters in their family, very beautiful from inside and out. But no man will say, I want to marry you. When they come like this, they will just play around, and after something, they just disappear. And see what is going on, they say, I don't even understand again. That they will start, I pray for you today. Every foundation fighting your mighty glory. In the name that is above every other name, that foundation shall die tonight. In the name of Jesus. So if you love yourself, please lose your temper to pray this prayer. Foundational prayer has been there for 400 years ago before you were born, but it's still operating in your family. Shout this one out and clear. Help yourself in that prayer. Say, foundational battle affecting my marital blessings. You are a liar. Scatter by fire. Scatter, scatter. Open your mouth, baby. Scatter now, scatter now, scatter now. Pray. Every of my foundation affecting my marital blessing. Oh, yes, scatter now. Oh, yes, scatter now. Oh, yes, scatter now. Help yourself, my brother. My sister, help yourself. Your foundation, he has delayed you enough. Your foundation, open your mouth, pray. My foundation, hear the word of the Lord. Cooperate with my marital blessing. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray for yourself. Help yourself in that prayer, my sister. It is better to pray now so that you will not pray later. Open your mouth and pray. The foundation will give you life. You, my foundation, leave me alone. Look at the pattern in your father's house. What is going on here? Something is not right. It's the foundational problem. You, my foundation, that has tied down my marital blessing. You are a liar. Open your temple. Help yourself in prayer. Pray. Aha. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I pray for a sister here tonight and you, that brother. Hear the word of the Lord. The Bible says, for surely there is an end. And the expectation of the righteous cannot be cut short. I pray for you today. In the name that is above every other name. I don't know who you are. You are struggling with foundational power when it comes to the issue of your marriage. You will get close to the wedding. Somebody will just do something and they say they had enough. Something will just happen to stop the marriage. I decree by the power in the name of Jesus. I pray today that foundation shall die in the name of Jesus. Some people, you look at them very well. Firstborn, get married. I know the family very well. About 7 of them in the family, their major talent is foundation. It's foundation. Their major talent is foundation. What they do is that in the morning, the first one will get married. If he is a man, if he get married, it's the woman that will sustain the family. The man will be at home sitting down, doing nothing. If it's a woman, it's the man that will do everything. The woman will just be useless at home. That is, whereas meanwhile, iron sharpens iron. We're supposed to hate each other. We're supposed to consolidate each other. But so on, in that family, what I notice is that if there are men in that family, they marry the woman will not do anything. It will be so useless. It's the man that will be washing plates, do every sort of things. Also, if it's the woman that married the man will not do anything at all. From all the responsibility will be on that woman. Why? It's a foundational issue. I beg you, I want to pray for the last time now. Pray this prayer point again. Pray the prayer point again. There is a sister that needs this particular prayer very well. I don't know who you are, but please don't joke with this prayer. Don't let it catch up with you. Lose your temper as you pray. Gather your strength. Don't cry about what is happening. Say, you my foundation, affecting my marital blessing. You are a liar. That's it. That is it. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Foundational problem. They must die tonight. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Look at what is happening. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. You foundational problem. Affecting my marital blessing. Die. In the name of Jesus. They must die. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Thank you, Jesus. We have just that one. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. I want you to pray this one loud and clear. In Joshua chapter 6, if we read from verse 1 to 26, the Bible talks about a wall of Jericho around the children of Israel. They said, no one can go out. No one can come inside. Why? Because there is a wall that surrounds the city. Beloved, let me put it this way. in a spiritual angle. Imagine the husband is outside and the wife is inside. That is why something called the wall of Jericho will stand in between two of them and they cannot meet each other. Nothing can, even Julius Berger, the one of the construction company, they cannot bring down the wall of Jericho except God step into the case. That was why God gave them a strategy. He said, walk round the city wall for 7 days. Day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, day, when you go to day seven, you now do this, on day seven, you now walk around 7 times on that day seven. And on the last seventh, you make a big shout and the wall will collapse. Until they did what God asked them to do, beloved, they were all sealed in a place. That is what I call marital Jericho. Marital Jericho will prevent that person that's supposed to make your joy full for life. It will prevent the person from locating you. I want you to gather your strength. If you love yourself, it was a shout that brought down the wall of Jericho. You want to bring that marital Jericho today. You want to bring that marital Jericho. Gather your strength together and lose your temper. Say, marital Jericho! Around my life. Hey, there is a sister that is not, you are not there yet. If you can pray this prayer, my brother, my sister, hey, I can guarantee you the Jericho will fall. I'm not going to stop the prayer until I see you getting more aggressive and make sure that the wall around you will fall. If the Jericho is around your life will remain stagnant. Say, marital Jericho around my life. Scatter! That is it. The marital Jericho that is preventing you from locating the right person. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Marital Jericho. Oh, yeah, scatter tonight. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Help yourself with that prayer. My brother, pray that prayer. Marital Jericho. Why are you not attacking your number? You graduated. You have a good job. Yet nothing is coming forth. It's the marital Jericho. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Help yourself tonight. Don't joke with the prayer. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. I pray for that person tonight. By the power in the blood of Jesus, the marital Jericho surrounding your life, preventing good person from locating you. Today, by the power in the name of Jesus, with your sevenfold amen. Remember, I told you they walk around 7 times in the last day of the seventh day. And with the sevenfold amen, that marital Jericho that I've been preventing for 10 years, for 15 years, for over 20 years, today by the power in the blood of Jesus, with the sevenfold amen, the marital Jericho shall fall. It shall fall. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In fact, if you stop the prayer point now, prayer line, I'm really happy because I know that something has happened in the spirit. You will find out that after bringing down the marital Jericho, then your eyes will be open. The person you are seeing like animal before, you begin to see, I saw this sister. God would have ministered to you. Maybe I see this brother. What is going on here? You are not, you might even meet a little. You might meet. I always tell people my story. I say when I was praying, Vada, I don't want to waste my time in a relationship. I need my partner that will make my joy full. I have been praying that prayer that day. Some things, I've given the testimony several times. Let me just encourage you that testimony. How I met my wife. One day like this, I just woke up. I was so bored at home. No job that day. And I called one of my friends. His name is Yemi. I said, please, Yemi, a boy. I said, "Where? What are you doing today?" He said, "It's off to." I said, "Okay, let's just go and pray. And let them just know what London is all about. Don't go out." And I called that boy. The boy said, "Okay, please, meet me at social station." I said, "No problem." I bought a train ticket to go to that station. On my way to the station, it was in the train that I saw that beautiful angel sat close to me. And me, I was just thinking that my friend I was going to go and meet. And she was just troubled in the train. Maybe she was coming from uni that time or from college, I can't remember. But she, and when she was coming from, she was just troubled with the work she was doing. Something was that telling me, oh boy, this thing that this lady in front of you, she's struggling on the train. She's struggling with this work. Can you help her with this work? And I said, sorry, sister, do you mind me helping? I can see that you are struggling to do. I said, yes. And within few stations, I was able to say, okay, you know what? This one is this one, that one is that one. She was so happy. She said, she had been praying to God for God to send her a teacher that will explain what has never been understandable to her. Why? Because the marital Jericho has broken down. Yeah, that was then. So when we were now talking, I began to explain deeper. I said, the next topic will be this. They said, the next topic will be that. I said, this will be the next thing. And when we were going, she was so much interested. I now got a call from my friend. The guy that said, hello, I won't be able to meet you again in the station. That I go out and imagine they just call me for job. I have to go and do the job like this. And that was how the guy went away. I could not go. So I was forced to follow her on the same train to where she was going. I was meant to drop a bus stop before her, but I followed her to that place. And that day, this is what brought about to the glory of God what I am seeing and enjoying today. This is about my 15th years of marriage. There has never been a day that, imagine if I have missed that train that day. That is why Barita Jericho has been blocking people. We are going to pray that prayer one more time. I beg you, pray that prayer. I want to lose your temper, your room. Pray the prayer. Say every Barita Jericho. Blocking my way. Start. Pray. Help yourself. Marita Jericho, scatter now in the name of Jesus. Scatter now in the name of Jesus. Pray. In the name of Jesus, my marital Jericho. Oh yeah, oh scatter. Aha. Pray for yourself like this. My marital Jericho, you must scatter now. In the name of Jesus, you must scatter now. Aha. Pray. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Should I shock you? Ever since that day, up to today, I never regretted it. The greatest thing that happened to me, apart from knowing the Lord, is the wife I married. And the joy that flows in my heart. Because what makes a pastor function effectively in the ministry is because there's peace at home. If there's no peace at home, there can never be peace in the ministry. We are going to pray that prayer one more time. Beloved, if this thing cut off, let us reconnect back as we join to continue our prayer. You are going to pray this for the last time now, third time. It's called marital Jericho around your life. I beg you, please, if you are in your room, please, you can break the thing, make it a circle. I wish we were in the church. You can see how it's going to be breaking. Break. Use your hand to break the Jericho. Say marital Jericho around my life. Break it. Every marital Jericho around my life. Oh yeah, break down. In the name of Jesus. Break. Aha. Break it. In the name of Jesus. Break it now. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Break. Every marital Jericho around my life. Oh yeah, break by fire. Break by fire. Break. Aha! Look at what is happening. Break the marital Jericho around your life. Oh yeah, break them now. In the name of Jesus. Break them now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Marital Jericho around your life. Oh yeah, break! In the name of Jesus. Break. In the mighty name of Jesus. Marital Jericho around your life. Oh yeah, break tonight. 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 In the name of Jesus. Oh yeah, break tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, makasala mama. Zekelebo, mareke setelebo. Oh yeah, break. In the name of Jesus. Break. Break. Break it down, break it down, break it down, break it down, break it down. Break it down in the name of Jesus. Mighty Jericho, break, 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 break. Break, 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 break. Aha! Break it down, break it down, break it down. Break the mighty Jericho around your life. Oh yeah, break by fire in the name of Jesus. Break it down, break it down, break it down. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Help yourself in that prayer. Break mighty Jericho around your life. Oh yeah, break now, 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 break now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth, pray, 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 pray. Break the Jericho down, break the Jericho down, break the Jericho down by fire in the name of Jesus. Oh yeah, break it, break it, break it, break it. Help yourself and break that Jericho in the name of Jesus. Oh yeah, break the Jericho down by the power and the blood of Jesus. Break the Jericho down in the name of Jesus. Oh, my cassette level, my recasette level. Break it, break it, break it, break it, break it. Help yourself in that prayer in the name of Jesus. Mighty Jericho around your business, around your family, around your destiny, around your life. Oh yeah, break, oh yeah, break, oh yeah, break, oh yeah, break. Break it now in the name of Jesus. Break, 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 break. In Jesus' name, they are broken. You are going to pray the next one. Say, say every evil mark that is following me about. Hey, hey. Apart from the marital Jericho, there might be a mark on that person saying, no, don't go there at all. Don't go there at all. If you don't believe me, go and study Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 1. They told him, God told Jeremiah, he said, Jeremiah, you see that family, don't ever marry or give birth to children there. Because everybody that give birth to that place, their children will die mysterious deaths. He said, don't go there. So you want to pray. Say, every witchcraft mark upon my life, following me about, blood of Jesus, wipe them off tonight in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Let the power in the blood of Jesus wipe them off tonight. Wipe them off tonight. Wipe them off. Wipe them off. Wipe them off. Wipe them off. Aha! Pray, 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 pray. Blood of Jesus, wipe those mark off my life in the name of Jesus. Oh yeah, pray, 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 pray. Mark those mark of my mouth. Evil mark. Which can mark that they following me about. Oh yeah, let the power in the blood of Jesus wipe them off. 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 Wipe them off in the name of Jesus. Wipe them off tonight. In the name of Jesus, wipe them off tonight. Give every woman following me about. Wipe them off tonight. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Follow some of us. We are fighting the battle of spirit husband and spirit wife. And what that means basically is that if you are married in the spirit, there is no how married to comfort in the physical. Whether you believe it or not, that's why some people wake up in the dream and you don't find out that their bodies are wet. Hey, I slept alone on this bed. What is going on here? It's not your fault. It's because there is a spiritual husband that has married you in the spirit, or spiritual wife that has married you in the spirit, and at the end of the day, they will be so jealous that you cannot marry another person. You are going to divorce yourself now. Hey, I beg you, pray this next prayer. If you are a man, you say spirit wife. If you are a woman, you say spirit husband. The prayer point is so simple. Say spirit wife that has married me in the spirit by the power in the blood of Jesus. I divorce you today in the name of Jesus. Pray, 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 pray. Every spirit wife that has married you in the spirit, I divorce you today. Be divorced. 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 Pray, 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 pray. They are so jealous they won't allow your marriage to work. Open your water. Pray, 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 pray. Every spirit wife that has married you in the spirit, be divorced today in the mighty name of Jesus. Be divorced now. I divorce you. 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 I divorce you in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth. Yes, 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 yes. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Zekelebo, Masatara Baba. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. In Jesus' name, We are praying. You are making serious progress. Now that I've been sorted out. The next one is that in every family, whether you believe it or not, it doesn't make any difference anyway. In your family, there is something they call the Pharaoh of your father's house. Pharaoh said to the children of Israel, I will, who is that your God that I will let you go? You know what that means? If your name is, say, for example, Joke Adejari, for example, the Pharaoh of your father's house is attached to that Adejari, especially if you're a woman. And they will sit on that Adejari that you don't change that name until so long. But they know that once you get married, the name will automatically change to your husband's name. Praise the name of the Lord. And but what the marital pharaoh of your father, you call them marital pharaoh of my father's house. What they do is that they will say, ah, you that sister, you will not go. They will just say it like that. You cannot get married. It's not possible. It's not possible. Why? Because they want to be tied in captivity. The children of Israel were there for 430 years. I don't know how long you have been waiting. God, when will my own wedding bell ring? In the name that is above every other name, I prophesy as a prophet to your life. By this time next year, if your amen is loud, you are already settled in your husband and your wife house. In the name of Jesus. You are settled maritally. 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 In the name of Jesus. What do we need to do? We need to attack the pharaoh of your father's house. It's called marital pharaoh of my father's house. That's prayer point. So you are going to command it to that. I'm ready to pray. Gather yourself and pray it. Say, marital pharaoh of my father's house. That does not want me to get married. You are a liar. Die. Die. Aha. Pray. My sister, pray. The marital father of your father's house that does not want you to move forward to get married in life. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Look at what is happening already. Pray. I beg you, pray that prayer. Help yourself in that prayer. Pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Masutana baba baba. Pray that prayer. Marital pharaoh of your father's house that does not want your wedding bell to ring, they shall die. Until the children of Israel saw the end of Pharaoh, they could not get to promised land. Open your mouth and pray. Your pharaoh must die. The pharaoh of your father's house, the one of your mother's house, they must just die. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Praise the name of the Lord. Open your Bible to Mark chapter 4. Open your Bible to Mark chapter 4. We are running off very soon. Mark chapter 4. I am praying for somebody here. Just as the word of comfort earlier. That person that will come to your life to shaping God's will for your destiny. In the name that is above every other name. By this time next year, you are already settled. In the mighty name of Jesus. I said, by this time next year, you are already settled. Every evil dream that I've been pushing your day of settlement behind, I cancel the dream by the power and the blood of Jesus. And so shall it be. In Jesus' name we pray. In Mark chapter 4, let's go there quickly. I start my reading from verse 35. Mark 4:35. And I'm going to read quickly so that we can see what God is about to do tonight. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Mark 4:35. And I read. On the same day, when evening had come, he said to them, that Jesus telling to the people, let us cross to the other side. That statement, if you look at the Bible, it's been quoted. It means that it was Jesus that said it. Each time you want to make progress to get to the another level of your life, there is always a battle to fight. That's why somebody said something. At every level in your life, there is a devil. He said, let us cross to the other side. Now, when they had left the meeting multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was. And other little boats were also with him. In verse 37, and a great storm arose. Why would the storm arose at the time they decided to move to the other side? A great storm arose, and the wave beat into the boats so that they are already feeling. I pray for somebody here. Hey, any disaster, any storm that wants to rise up in your next level in destiny, today, God will step into it by fire. In the name of Jesus. In verse 38, but he, which is Jesus, was in stern asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said to him, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Beloved, that statement means that don't you bother about us. Many of us have asked that question. Why am I still single? Why is man not coming my way? Does not God not care about me? Beloved, he cared for you. All what he needs to do is what we are going to do tonight. In verse 39, you know, they were the ones that called upon Jesus. They said, do you not care? So the prayer we are praying now by the leading of the Holy Spirit, that we are doing this singles prayer, is to be telling God, Oluwa, please step into my case. Then in verse 39, then he arose and rebuked the wind and the sea. I said to the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said to them, why are you so fearful? Is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and they said to one another, who can this be, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Ha, I am praying for you today. Your marital delay will hear the voice of God tonight. I say your marital delay will hear the voice of God tonight. He said, do you not care that we are perishing? The lesson in this small passage, my brother, my sister, is that, let me tell you one thing. Each time you are about to make progress in life, listen to me, there is always a battle to fight. And that's why the Bible says the weapon of our warfare, they are not carnal at all, but they are mighty to God. In putting down the struggle, beloved, this world is full of wickedness. Let me tell you, I've told you before, a married couple, I don't know if you remember, I have mentioned it to you, a married couple, I don't know what they went through when they were single. I did not know them that time. It was when they got married that I know them. But I can imagine, I can foresee that if they are passing through what they are passing through now in marriage, I cannot imagine what they have gone through as a single person. That's why it's good to pray. This family, they love each other, two of them, but after 10 years in their marriage, there was no single child. 11 years. So somebody now called them, they were in America, they now called me. They now had a problem. The woman, the lady, built a whole house for her own mother in Nigeria. And a friend of the mother went to her in Nigeria. Mommy, God bless you. My friend has gone a long time ago. I've not had time to come and say hello to you. Let me come and greet you. When they did everything, the mama called the friend and said, listen to me. Your friend built this house for me. I don't pay rent anymore. Very beautiful house. So I got what he said. But can I ask for a favor, please? Say, what favor? Can you take me? Do you know any juju man that you can take me to? I want to take the name of my daughter to that place so that the brother can send more money to her. She wondered, mama, you just told me that this lady built a house for you. Is she not capable of sending money? The mama, when he said, I don't know anybody that Jesus has ago, she left. The mama was behind the delay in their wedding, that they had no child at all for years. I am praying for somebody here. Whoever has spent your money, whoever has eaten your food, whoever has drank your water, and they are behind your problem, heaven will waste them in the name of Jesus. Heaven will waste them in the name of Jesus. Why you don't marry at 40 is as a result of wickedness from a particular source. You are going to lift up your voice. Ha ha! Say powers! that is responsible for your delay. You are a liar. Die. Every power responsible for your delay. You are a liar. Help yourself in that prayer. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Help yourself. Help yourself, In Jesus' name, we pray. This lady, she got married. She did not suffer. It was 11. After getting married, the level is that they had no children at all. So one day, because she did not know the source of her problem, she invited her mama to America on a green card. She brought the shine of devil into her house. I'm not saying your mother, I know that you be your devil. No, that's why we are praying now. But this one, that's the circumstance anyway. When the woman got there, she began to do all kind of things. Perform kind of rubbish, nonsense. And the lady was so fed up, the other was fed up. He said, Mama, oh yeah, let's go back to America, to Nigeria. Mama said, me, I get green card for this country, I don't go anywhere again. Mama, they began to find, that was how I got to know them. They now called me that, we need to pray this woman for this. And so we prayed, the woman left. That was how they can be to enjoy themselves. What am I talking about? If they can face that kind of battle in marriage, imagine what they would have faced before getting up. We are going to pray. Say, whosoever is behind your marital delay, I don't care who you are. Die. Help yourself in that prayer. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Pray. Help yourself in that prayer. In the name of Jesus. Anyone that wants to trouble with your marital delay, you are a liar. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Help yourself. Help yourself in that prayer. In the name of Jesus. Open up and pray. In Jesus' name, we are praying. The Bible says, let us cross to the other side. They were single, you want to cross to marry. Then the storm rose. Say, any wicked storm that wants to arise, each time I need to get married, you are a liar. Scatter by fire. This storm must cease tonight. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Help yourself. This storm that is always rising up. Each time you want to meet the right person, this storm must cease tonight. It must cease tonight. In the name of Jesus. When they were about to get concluded, to conclude our marriage, this storm has risen again. Open your mouth and pray. This storm must cease tonight. Open your mouth and pray. This storm must cease. In the name of Jesus. This storm must cease. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. You are still praying. And they went to Jesus. What do we do? What did Jesus in verse 39? He said, he rebuked the wind. You are going to pray. Say, Jesus, the Son of God, arise on my behalf and rebuke marital delay in my life. In the name of Jesus, pray out and pray. Tell Jesus, pray like Bartimaeus. He shouted with his voice, Father, marital delay, rebuke you tonight. Rebuke you tonight. On my behalf, rebuke you tonight. On my destiny, rebuke you tonight. Rebuke you tonight. Rebuke you tonight. Open your mouth and pray. Rebuke that delay. In the name of Jesus, rebuke it. Rebuke it tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Marital delay. Jesus, the Son of God, rebuke it on my behalf. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. And Jesus does say, peace be still. You are going to pray. Say, oh Lord, my Father, arise and speak to my situation tonight. In the name of Jesus, pray. In the name of Oluwa, speak. Father, speak. In my dream, Father, speak. In the name of Jesus. Father, show me, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, the secret I need to know. The person you have ordained for me, reveal to me, O Lord. Oh, do I speak, O Lord. Father, speak, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Tell God to speak. Open your mouth and pray. Tell God to speak. In the name Father, speak in Jesus' name. We are praying. Say, oh Lord, my Father, I will sing my song and dance my dance very soon in the name of Jesus. Pray, 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 pray. I will sing my song in the name of Jesus. I will never stop in the name of pray, 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 pray. In the name of Jesus. Aha, pray, 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 pray. In the name of Jesus, I will sing my song. I will dance my dance in the name of Jesus. Father, pray, 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 pray. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lua, Maka, Sata, Mama. In the name of Jesus, I will sing my song. I will dance my dance. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth, prepare. In Jesus' name, we are praised. Listen to this very well. People usually say love is blind. But listen to me. Love is not blind. It is infatuation and lust that are blind. Love is not blind. It is infatuation, unusual feelings. It is infatuation, is the unusual obsession that is blind. So be very careful. Don't say, oh, the reason why I went to it is very bad. I don't know, something just between them. If something, if you are preconceived in your mind that you are, this is, I don't know why this guy is looking at me, this is not looking at me. If you have that kind of mind in your, thing in your mind, let me tell you one thing. The devil will bring that picture to you, and that might not be the one God's will for you. Be very careful. The next thing I'll tell you again as a warning is that put God first in your relationship, but don't put sex first. Put God first in your relationship. Do not put sex first. Number three thing I'll tell you again is that test every love with your peace of mind. If peace is not absent, if there's a kick in your mind that says, okay, you get troubled, even if it's only 1%, that means God is not there. I repeat myself again. Test every love with your peace of mind. Each time you remember the person, that's, I'm talking about those who are in a relationship now, or about to go into it. Test every love with your peace of mind. If the peace of mind is absent, that is a clear indication that God is not there. Praise the name of the Lord. I pray God will help you in Jesus' name. You will not choose wrongly in the name of Jesus, and the name of the Lord shall be glorified in your life. All these three things. Put God first. Don't put sex first. Anyone that demands for sex before marriage, the person has got an agenda. Anyone that is pretending to be a friend and not trying to be nice or necessary, it will lead you to more ditch. Love is not blind, but is the obsession or infatuation and the lust of your mind that is blind. Praise the name of the Lord. And lastly, I told you, test every love. When your peace is shaking a little bit, that means it's an indication that God is not there. I pray for you tonight. The Lord will be with you in the name of Jesus. If you are here, you have had dreams about your marriage that are terrible. Today, I cancel the dream in the name of Jesus. I pray, if you are here, there's never been any proposal lately, the Lord Almighty will answer your prayer in the name of Jesus. He will connect you to the right person in the name of Jesus. The name of the Lord shall be glorified in your life. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Don't forget, by God's grace, on Thursday we are joining the prayer line again. Join it, and as you do so, the Lord will help you in the name of Jesus. This time around on Thursday is 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. The only one that is the one at 8:30 is the single one. That's why I made it so single, 8:30 to 9:30 as this. I believe strongly that I will be part of your celebration very soon in the mighty name of Jesus. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Can we share the grace of fellowship, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you all in Jesus' name. Have a wonderful night.
Thank you.